Do you have a fear of failure? Are you afraid to step out of your comfort zone from time to time? Do you have to be fully prepared before taking action? Well, I'm here to tell you, you do have a fear, and it's not what you think. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Alrighty, so we have limiting beliefs sometimes in our ability of what we can do and what we can't do based upon our past experience. Yes, just because we have never done something could lead us to believe that we might not be good at it, we might embarrass ourselves, we might be humiliated, and we're probably gonna fail. So, guess what? Let's not even bother trying. That's what goes through a lot of people's heads whenever they are exploring the idea of stepping out of their comfort zone, trying something new. However, the whole idea of trying something new is because we want a new result. We know that things will remain the same unless we do something about it to spark that change. We know that the magic happens when we get outside of our comfort zone. So why are we so hesitant to do that with fear of failure? Because we know that's what it's going to take to grow. That's a $1 million question. And I'm not going to tell you I have the answers. However, I can give you some lessons through my experience that may become valuable to you. Here's what it is, actually. As we're going through our mind and we're seeing that failure, I'm gonna look stupid, I'm gonna fall down, and you know, I'm going to get dirty, I'm gonna get hurt, whatever it is that we tell ourselves, that, you know, drunk monkey on our shoulder tells us we can't do it, don't even try, you're going to fail, right? There's that person there that is constantly our limiting belief that is always in our face, and it's very easy to listen to that person and we go, okay, you know what? If I don't try, I can't fail, so I'm okay with that. Eventually, hopefully, we get to a point where we're just not happy being stuck in mediocrity. We're not happy with the status quo. We're not happy just punching in, punching out, and exchanging time for money with our lives. Eventually, we get to passion, purpose, priorities. All of these things start to come in as we get older. We have a family. Our priorities may change. Maybe we need to make more money. Now, we don't have an option to leave our comfort zone. We are dragged out of our comfort zone in order to take a risk that we were not willing to take because the reward just becomes greater than the actual failure of the risk. So this is what also is preventing us from doing that. There's also what I think is a fear of success. Yes, that's right, I said it. You might also be afraid that you might be good at it, that this could be exactly what you've always wanted, that you could be extremely successful, you could be wildly successful, you could be extremely happy, you could make more money than you've ever thought possible, and yet you still remain in your comfort zone. You don't want to go for that. Why is that? So fear of success is a real thing. It's a real thing because if we achieve a certain level of greatness, we sometimes feel like, oh, but I don't think I deserve that. I don't think that's meant to be. I didn't work hard enough for that. Or I don't belong in that group of people. Right? Let's call it like the imposter syndrome. And I have a whole another video about the imposter syndrome. But right now, where that fits into this is sometimes we're afraid that we could be awesome, and that sometimes scares us also. Let me tell you what I mean. A lot of times things come natural to us and things come easy to us, and sometimes we can take a leap of faith and maybe we think we could go on to American Idol and we could sing and we could win, and then we'd have to go on tour and we'd make all this money, and that success would not make us happy, or maybe it would, but then you've got your family, you've got your friends, you've got all these other components that are, you know, just messing with your mind, that are swirling around, they're coming from different directions, and it gives you so much to think about that the whole idea of success, now you become fearful of it because you don't know if you can handle it, you don't know if you're ready for it. So just like with failure, right? Just like with failure, humiliation, I'm gonna fall down, people are gonna laugh at me. Success is, I could love it, it could be great, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve that wildly successful life that other people have when they do what I think I can do, but I don't wanna do it. I know it sounds crazy, and if you don't have that problem, then good for you, but a lot of people do. I'm guilty of that as well. A lot of time, you know, I grew up in, you know, Detroit in a poor neighborhood, and my family never had a lot of money. You know, we were moved to Farmington Hills, so we're around a richer families. I saw kids that had way more than me, and I felt that I didn't deserve to be as smart as them or talented as them or to be on the basketball team or the football team, which I was on the football team, actually. but I didn't think that I was meant to be the star athlete in school because I felt there had to be somebody better than me, right? I was fearful of success that I never even, you know, attempted it more than a certain comfort level. So I guess my point is that I don't know which one is worse, fear of failure or fear of success. Because what do they have in common? Fear. And if you let fear control your life, control your actions, dictate the relationships that you have or don't have in your life because you're fearful to ask that girl out on a date because she might say no, right? You're fearful for applying for that job because you might not get it, right? I mean, there's all of those things. Here's what I want to share with you. And if you don't do something, if you're afraid to try something because you might get a no, guess what? By you not doing it, the answer is already no. So if you think about it, you absolutely have nothing to lose. Because by you not asking that girl on a date, by you not going to that job interview, you're not going to go on a date and you're not going to get the job. So guess what? Basically, the answer is already no. So when you put that in your brain and you're like, hey, right now the answer is no. So guess what? I have nothing to lose. Because if she were to say no, that's the same answer I already have by not taking action. If the job says no thank you, that's currently what I don't have the job right now. I still won't have the job. It's the same result that you're already envisioning for yourself. Or actually that you already have. The answer is already no because you didn't ask. So when you think of it that way, you have absolutely nothing to lose to keep asking, asking, asking. Because the worst thing that they could possibly say is exactly what you currently have right now. So flip that the other way. What's the best thing that can happen? You can go from a no to a yes. You ask that girl on a date, she says yes. You go on a date, you fall in love, You get married, you have kids, you live happily ever after. Right? That's the best thing that could happen. You go to the job, they say yes, you get hired, you end up making a ton of money, you have the best life ever, and none of that would have ever happened because you didn't give it a chance. So fear of failure is the absolute worst, worst fear you could possibly have, because nothing good comes out of that. Nothing good, right? The only time that you can have some type of fear of failure is if it's life-threatening, right? If you want to climb the top of Mount Everest and you don't know, you know, you're not prepared, then you should be scared, right? Then yes, I give you permission to be scared, right? I would never do that. I don't have a desire to do that. But if I were, I would take the precautions and I would take all of the classes and have a guide with me to go do that, right? So yeah, so fear doesn't make any sense at all when it comes into, you know, the business world or the interaction world or, you know, anything about anything. When it's just a matter of a question and you're afraid of an answer being no, you are not doing yourself any favors by not asking that question. Actually, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be so shocked and so surprised what results you're actually going to receive that is so different than what you have in your head as being the worst case scenario. It can actually be awesome. The best things that ever happened to me in my life were things that I very seriously considered not asking for, right? You know, moving to Dubai, moving to Miami, getting this job, becoming a stockbroker, you know, traveling around the world, you know, meeting my wife, having kids. I never thought I wanted to have kids. I kept saying no, 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 because I was scared, scared, scared. I finally found the right person. I said yes, yes, yes. And you know, amazing things have happened. Now I'm thinking about a legacy. That's why I do these videos for my two boys who are, you know, 5 and 4, Maxwell and Morgan. I'm doing this for them because I want them to see daddy in case something happens to daddy and I'm not around, to teach them to go after what you want. Don't let fear of failure cripple you and stop you from just progressing forward. Move forward, ask questions. And don't be afraid of success, because of the same reason. You don't know what you don't know. The success is whatever you make it. If you're having too much success and you're American Idol, you're going around the country, you don't want to travel anymore, you don't want to keep going to all these concerts, then stop. Then say, yeah, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore, right? So the success is what you make it. You don't have to be at the mercy of other people because you have made it, right? Because you've elevated yourself to a certain level. So don't be afraid of success either. Good things can happen. You deserve it. And you're never going to know what you're capable of until you try, until you ask, and, you know, be fearless. That's what I teach my boys, to be fearless, right? As long as it's not life-threatening, okay? Get out there and have a fantastic day. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.